Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Fluctuations in commodities, nickel, coffee, gold, sugar, silver, and oil, are part of a downward trend as markets deal with a frothy bubble mentality, from Chinese stocks to Apple and Disney stock to rickety tech stocks. Bucking the trend in the short term, though, is uranium, up 28% in the last year. Is it possible that demand for carbon-free nuclear energy in Asia and here in the U.S. may be pulling the nuclear option out of mothballs finally? With us is Matthew Bunn, professor of the practice of public policy at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government. He's a former advisor in the Office of Science and Technology Policy. Professor Bunn, is uranium a good commodities play for investors right now?
Well, the uranium price goes up and down, candidly. There's some herd behavior that occurs in the uranium markets. A few years ago, we had a big fall in the uranium price because of the Fukushima accident that took quite a number of nuclear reactors offline. Now we see more reactors coming online in China and some prospect that some of the reactors in Japan will be turned back on. So you're seeing a modest increase in prices at the moment. But it will go up and down. Over the long term, the uranium price is not enough to make a big difference in the cost of nuclear electricity. That's a good thing because it means that countries don't need to separate out the plutonium that reactors make in their spent fuel. And if they do that, which is candidly much more expensive than just mining more uranium, if they do that, it separates it out in a form that's also usable for nuclear weapons. So that's one of the things in the Iran deal is we have banned Iran from building a reprocessing plant to produce plutonium from spent fuel for the next 15 years.
So the availability and the relatively low price of uranium means that the security of the nuclear weapons regime is actually improved, and that's something that we should take some solace in. But it doesn't necessarily mean that nuclear energy is going to be more highly prized in an era when we're looking more and more at renewables, right?
So the real issue on nuclear energy with respect to cost is the cost of building the plants themselves. That drives about 80-85% of the cost of nuclear power. And right now, the plants remain expensive and their prices don't seem to be coming down. There are a variety of new ideas that people are pursuing that might reduce the price, but in the past, new ideas have not succeeded in reducing the price of building a nuclear reactor.
Is there anything that the Chinese are doing right now who have really stepped up an initiative to get a leadership role in both nuclear development and in wind and solar development? Is there anything the Chinese are doing which might suggest that the outcomes in China would change the game for nuclear power in the 21st century?
Absolutely. I think there's a real chance of that. The Chinese are not only building nuclear reactors of today's types faster than anyone else in the world, but they're making the biggest investments in the world in new types. Looking at, for example, high-temperature gas reactors with graphite as part of the material that controls the flow of neutrons within the reactor. So there's a lot of new ideas that the Chinese are investing in. And today, the United States, as has always been true, has the world's largest number of nuclear power reactors. But that will stop being true in another decade or two as China surpasses the number of nuclear reactors in the United States.
But the United States has Three Mile Island, the Russians have Chernobyl, the Japanese, who of course have all kinds of reasons to be extremely cautious on nuclear safety, have Fukushima now because of the tsunami. Is it possible that one accident in China could completely tip the balance back to skepticism and put nuclear power really on ice for the rest of the century?
I think that's a possibility. I think a big accident in China or elsewhere would be almost the death knell for nuclear growing enough to be a big part of the answer to climate change. One of my concerns about the incredible pace at which China is building reactors is whether their safety culture at the plants and their strength of their regulator will be able to keep up with this huge expansion.
Matthew Bunn is professor of the practice of public policy at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government and a former advisor in the Federal Office of Science and Technology Policy.